There are so many aspects to evangelization, what we're all called to from baptism and fortified with confirmation. And one of the key components to that is the capacity to listen. It's one of the hardest things to do, is to really and truly listen to someone. We take this first reading, for example. So St. Paul is in the center of Greek culture. He's in the Areopagus. He was in the first line, though, of this chapter. It describes how it was repulsive for Paul to walk among these deities that they had, all these statues. It says here, while Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he grew, this for his companions, he grew exasperated at the sight of the city full of idols. So he's just trembling. It's just so much paganism there. But he heard something. He heard their cry for God. They were searching for God. And hence, as he's going through, he's trying to find some sort of thread. And he did find that with their unknown God, their devotion. Just in case they missed a God, the unknown God, we got you covered. I'm sure so many times St. Paul invoked the Holy Spirit to know what to do. We need to invoke the Holy Spirit constantly. As Jesus himself said here in the gospel, this is important. The Holy Spirit is not going to take you like a puppet and move you. The Holy Spirit will guide. And therefore we need to listen, to have a rapport, to invoke, to be quiet, to take time, to ask his help, enlighten me. Jesus is not going to spell everything out for us. Do this, do this, do this. And we can find great comfort in that. I've heard it many times, I'm a rule follower. Just tell me what I got to do, and I'm going to do it. It doesn't work that way. The rule is love. The rule is truth. The rule is goodness. And therefore, we need to listen and understand, how do we live that in the circumstances that God has placed us? We need to discern the Holy Spirit. Finally, in Gaudete Exaltate from Pope Francis, he says the following. Nonetheless, it is possible that even in prayer itself, we could refuse to let ourselves be confronted by the freedom of the Spirit, who acts as he wills. We must remember that prayerful discernment must be born of a readiness to listen to the Lord and to others, and to reality itself, which always challenges us in new ways.